Okay, imagine this scenario. You're a healthcare provider, right? Patient's right in front of you. And you really urgently need their full immunization history.
Hey, now.
Exactly. Did they get that flu shot? What about measles boosters? All that stuff.
Critical information.
But what if that info is, like, locked away? This is scattered across maybe dozens of different computer systems that just don't talk to each other.
Yeah, that's a huge challenge, a real barrier to giving good care quickly and safely. The data just has to flow.
Precisely. And that's exactly the deep dive we're taking today. We are stepping into the pretty complex world of electronic health records, or EHRs. And we're focusing on a specific company, QuadMed. They do worksite health and wellness solutions, and they took on this, well, monumental journey.
Transitioning to Epic's EHR platform, a big name in the field.
It is. So our mission today, unpack the big hurdles they hit with data sharing and maybe more importantly, how they actually engineered a solution.
And it's a solution that has some really profound implications for patient care.
We think you'll discover why this word interoperability, it sounds technical, maybe a bit dry,
It does sometimes, yeah.
but it's basically just getting different IT systems to swap data and use it effectively. And it's not just jargon.
No, not at all. It's actually right at the heart of providing excellent, cost-effective patient care out there in the real world.
And you're going to get a real look at how this one organization tackled a genuinely complex data puzzle. So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Okay, so back in 2018, QuadMed makes this big decision. Time to change their digital setup, move to Epic.
Right. And Edward Godin, he's their director of IT, he called this a very strategic move,
Yeah.
vital for their growth, especially in their sort of unique healthcare niche.
So what was the big pull towards Epic? What made it so attractive for them?
Well, a couple of key things. Epic offered, stronger patient care tools, a better patient portal experience too.
Okay.
But the real kicker, as Godin pointed out, was Epic's reputation for interoperability.
Ah, there's that word again.
Exactly. The idea was, look, if a QuadMed patient lands in an ER or maybe an urgent care clinic somewhere else,
QuadMed would know about it.
QuadMed would know and the hospital would get the vital patient info they need from QuadMed right away for better care.
Which sounds great. Problem solved,
Yeah.
right? Data flowing freely.
You'd think so.
But even though Epic is considered, best of breed, top tier, specialized,
Known for being robust, yeah.
QuadMed still ran into some pretty significant interoperability headaches. What was the complexity there? What did even Epic not handle right out of the box?
That's really the core of it. Jason Crowley, he's the business solutions manager at QuadMed, he kind of laid out the sheer
See,
scale.
Tigger, are we talking?
He said, all told, we need to interface with at least 60 different vendors where data has to go back and forth.
60. Wow.
60 different vendors. Think about that. 60 connections. He basically said they had to repipe every single one of those feeds from their old system.
60 vendors. That's not just a small task. That's a massive project.
Huge.
And it really shines a light on this industry-wide problem, doesn't it? The source material is clear. Healthcare IT just struggles because.
Well, there is not one standard interoperability format for sharing data.
Exactly. It's like everyone's speaking a slightly different language, or maybe even a completely different one.
It is. And to manage that sort of Tower of Babel situation, organizations often use these things called HL7 interface engines, Health Level 7.
HL7 engine. Okay, so those are like universal translators for health data.
Kind of, yeah. They're meant to be the sophisticated go-betweens managing the data flow. But as QuadMed found out, even these tools can have their own challenges.
Right. And if that's the baseline difficulty, just imagine the nightmare when you're talking about something as critical as immunization records.
Oh, absolutely vital.
Sarah Locke, she's a nurse practitioner and also a population health excellence specialist there. She really stressed how important connecting to state immunization registries is.
And not just for ticking boxes, right? Not just meeting reporting requirements.
No, she said it was essential for providing the highest quality care.
Makes sense. Because without that smooth connection to the state registries, just checking and recording vaccines becomes really awkward.
Cumbersome, yeah.
And Sarah Locke pointed out the danger by an increased risk for errors as a result of the manual data entry, typing things in by hand. Mistakes happen.
And you can easily see the consequences for the patient. Manual errors there.
Well, Sarah Locke gave examples. A provider might end up giving a vaccine again
Oh no.
or ordering lab tests to check immunity when it's totally unnecessary.
Imagine being that patient, getting extra shots, extra blood draws, maybe extra costs too. all because the systems couldn't share data properly.
Exactly. She said no one wants to put a patient through unnecessary testing or extra vaccinations. And they don't want patients paying more because of it either. It really puts a human face on this tech problem.
It really does. And beyond just avoiding mistakes and extra costs, this immunization data is crucial for the bigger picture too, right? Like population health.
Absolutely. QuadMed's population registry uses it constantly, tracking preventative screenings, managing chronic conditions, and of course, immunizations. It feeds right into their quality reporting metrics.
So getting this data flow right wasn't just a nice to have, it was fundamental.
Foundational to their whole operation and quality goals.
Okay, so QuadMed has this really tricky problem, especially with the immunization data needing to go to different states. Alicia Sacamando, she's a business analyst lead there, she described it well. She said, each of the states has its own rules and requirements.
Always the way.
And it can be difficult to manipulate the transactions coming out of the EHR to say, this information needs to go to Virginia's registry, but we need that plus some other information for Indiana.
Yeah, customizing that output for every single state registry? That sounds like a major headache. How did they tackle that specific web of rules?
This is where their solution really shines.
Yeah.
To handle all those state-by-state differences. They partnered with a company called Kivera, and they decided to use their Kivera Interface Engine, or QIE.
Kivera's QIE. Got it. So what did this engine let them do?
Well, according to Alicia Sacamando, it made designing each state-specific interface much, much easier.
Okay, simplification is good.
Big time. She mentioned that with Kivera, they could actually move from having lots of separate channels for sending data out.
One for Virginia, one for Indiana, one for...
Yeah. To just a single channel for all outbound immunizations.
Oh, that's elegant. One pipe out, but it sends the right data to the right place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
QIE essentially allowed them to, as she put it, take the raw files from Epic and make whatever manipulations necessary to provide each state with the right information in the right format.
That adaptability is key. Taking the standard Epic output and twisting it, tweaking it for each state's specific needs.
Precisely. And Jason Crowley, the business solutions manager we heard from earlier, he was really positive about how QIE empowered their own IT team.
How so?
He said it gave them unparalleled abilities to maintain and control all data flowing in and out of their new Epic EHR. Control is huge.
Absolutely. You need to know what's going where, especially with patient data.
And he also liked how easy it made building and testing the interfaces. Apparently, it has really robust error tracking notifications.
Ah, that's critical. Catching problems before they cause issues downstream, that saves so much time and potential trouble.
No kidding. So the result of all this work, this partnership with Kivera.
Well, Edward Godin, the IT director, confirmed the go-live went smoothly, which is always what you want to hear with a big system change.
Definitely a relief, I bet.
And he said, the feedback has been really positive. He felt this whole move to Epic, really enabled by Kivera, has made a tremendous impact and sets us up for success in the future.
That's a strong endorsement. And Alicia Sacamando, the business analyst, she brought it back to the core mission.
Patient care.
Yep. She said one of the best things about QIE is that we're able to take the data out of Epic and do what we need to do with it. That flexibility.
Making it fit the need.
That really makes all the difference in making sure our providers, as well as other important healthcare entities, have the data they need to provide the highest quality care.
To our patients, that's the bottom line. And it sounds like they're not stopping there either.
Correct. The IT team is apparently already working on building new interfaces now, connecting to other platforms in the industry.
So it's scalable. They built something they can build on. That's smart planning.
It really is. So when you boil it all down, what's the big takeaway here for you, the listener?
Well, I think the real aha moment is that this interoperability stuff, it's not just some technical detail buried in an IT department.
Right. It's not abstract at all.
No, it's like the invisible plumbing or wiring of modern healthcare. It's working behind the scenes.
Or not working sometimes.
Exactly. And it's what helps prevent those medical errors we talked about. It reduces unnecessary costs, and it ultimately makes sure you get the most informed, the smoothest care possible.
Even if you see different doctors in different places, it's about having your complete health story available when and where it truly matters.
We saw just how vital seamless data flow is for immunizations, which seems pretty straightforward on the surface. Mm-hmm. So that kind of leads to a bigger question, doesn't it? What other parts of healthcare, maybe things less obvious to us as patients, do you think are just as dependent on these complex, interconnected data systems working perfectly?
Yeah. humming along quietly behind the scenes. And looking forward, how might this sort of quiet revolution in data sharing keep changing your own healthcare experiences in the years ahead?
Something to think about.
Definitely something to consider. Until our next deep dive.